This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Okay, welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. Again, you are in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Fuller. And I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Our topic today by one of our Gmailers has been the extinction of white people in the prison system of racism, white supremacy, and he had addressed this question along with other Gmails. So if you missed the first hour, you want to go back and get the replay on that and see what Mr. Fuller suggested or had to say about that. He was explaining or going into a question was asked about the same-sex households in the black community. Mr. Fuller, would you please continue that?
Yes, so the white supremacists, like I said, about in the first hour, what do the white supremacists do? I mean, what's the key to their power, their strategy, whatnot? It's mostly deception. So, if you can deceive people or confuse people, deception is for what? To confuse people. Confuse people for what? So that you can better control them. Because people who are confused can always be controlled by people who are not confused. Mm-hmm. That's a universal law. So the white supremacists look at a very powerful force called sex, and they say, we got to confuse these people because they are getting smarter now in the field of education, in the field of economics and whatnot. They're slowly, I mean, not very fast, they're not doing it, but the darker people of the world are kind of waking up to figuring out a little about how to use time and energy in a way that works best, because they haven't been doing it like forever. I mean, and so that comes under economics. And they're getting better educated slowly, you know. They're expanding their minds, getting away from just narrow tribalism and just strutting around all day talking about how great I am in my tribe. They're breaking out of that and getting a universal view, some of them, a few of them, whatnot. So we have to contain them. So if you can't do it by brute force, which we can do it that way, but that's not the easiest way to do it. The easiest way is to confuse them. And so we look at the nine areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And in those nine areas, you pick out maybe, religion is pretty powerful, all right, but that's getting to be real chaotic. So when it comes to non-white people, we'll look at what's right next door to it in alphabetical order: sex. Okay? So, hey, if we can confuse them sexually, we can contain them and dominate them, I mean, at a very, you know, much easier than we could through any other area of activity, with the possible equal level of religion. But if you can confuse the people that we want to dominate in religion, and you can confuse them in sex, you can confuse them in both, oh, man, that's a huge bonus right there that can last forever. I mean, and ever and ever and ever. All you have to do is just keep just maintaining it and just keep that pace up, because sex is a very powerful thing, and religious beliefs are very powerful things. So you watch people and see which way they go. And if they are all into religion and whatnot, get control of their religions and slowly steer it the way you want it to go. See, that's the white supremacist strategy. And sex is something that every everybody has, even people who don't have much of a religion. They have sexual drive. Most people have to have that in order to be people, in order to keep the populations coming.
Right.
And all like that. So the white supremacists said, hey, we can't neglect that. This is a gold mine. So what we're going to do, we're going to confuse them sexually more than we're confusing them in any other area of activity. And we got to go all out for it. And we will spare no expense in doing so. And we will knock anybody down who else looks like they're going to oppose it. Because we're going to say it makes more sense than anything that you have ever heard. This is wonderful for you black people. You black people need a new sexuality. That's what you need more than anything. Forget about the housing. Forget about the education. Forget about everything. I mean, you know, as far as comparatively speaking, these other things count. But I'm saying your sexuality, you dark-skinned people's sexuality, needs to be expanded. It needs to be liberated. You're in a little box there, a little primitive box, talking about male with female. What kind of limited prison talk is that? You want to be liberated, don't you? You want more freedom, sexually. You feel like busting loose. Okay, well, we got all kinds of things we can have you doing. And wonderful things you never even thought of. We can add to your repertoire of sexuality. All of you ignorant black people, all of you non-white people all over the world, join us. See, and like an arch deceiver will always do a whole lot of what they're trying to get you to do. Just like a male who is trying to seduce a female with alcohol, he will take a little sip and then he'll hand her the bottle. Say, see, I drank some too. All right, but he'll get her to drink more, okay? Or use of drugs. That's an old seduction method. In the Northwestern Hemisphere, it used to be alcohol. Now it's other type of things. But a deceiver, the point that I'm making is, a real supreme deceiver will always do quite a bit of what they're trying to get you to do. Otherwise, you won't be convincing. See, so the people who call themselves Indians in the Northwestern Hemisphere, they have experienced that. The alcohol thing.
Yeah.
A lot of people who are called Indians have been devastated by a thing called whiskey. Okay? Rum in the old days. So the conquerors, the white supremacists, would say, here, chief, you're talking about water. You're talking about water. You got songs about water. You got water dances and whatnot. Hey, we got some water for you that you never heard of before. It's called what? Fire water. It's got fire in it. Drink a little of it. And that's what they call whiskey or rum. So the chief would take a little drink. And then the chief would notice, say, well, do you drink this? I mean, this tastes odd. This is not the water I'm used to and whatnot. Say, just keep drinking it, chief. Look, I'm going to take a swig. And he sits there and he takes a swig. You know, here it is, Thanksgiving Day. Take a swig. We are Thanksgiving. This is what this is. Part of our religious order. You got religious order, chief. Take another little swig here. Next thing you know, the chief is dead drunk up under the table. And he has signed away his whole tribe while he was drunk. But the white supremacists, they were drinking too. But they ain't drunk. They're doing the same thing with sexuality. They slowly pulling all the black people, including, you know, and it don't take much, the religious leaders and everybody, into that web. Slowly doing it. And I've been saying slowly doing it. Now that you look at what's really going on, they're not slowly doing it. They're going at a gallop worldwide with this sexual sabotage,
yes.
I call it.
Mm-hmm,
sure. All kind of labels you can give to it. But what they're doing, they're just starting it so that they can ruin all the chances of black males and black females being successful in a relationship in the future.
Yeah.
Talking about going for the next hundred or thousands of years. That's what this plan is.
Yes, sir.
It's like Hitler's thousand-year Reich that he talked about.
Okay. Let's go to the Gmails. Daryl, I will say this. On the first part of your question that is being addressed, I don't know why that happened. This is specific to Daryl. He knows what he asked. Hopefully it'll be better this week. But your second question, he says, Mr. Fuller, what do you think when you hear the term, quote, strong black woman, end of quote? I'm a strong black woman. We first started hearing this term several years ago, and now it's making a return in conversations and in popular culture. Could you please address this? Thank you. D.
Depends on who's doing it. Like, according to the code, you always go by who's doing the talking. Now, whomever uses the term should explain the term. Terms should have definitions, which is very important to always ask about. What is the definition of a strong black woman? And who's doing the talking about what the definition is, because different people will have different definitions. The white supremacists believed in strong black females, all right? They definitely believed in them. The ones that they put on that slave ship, hey, they would examine them, you know, look at their breasts and all like that. Oh, this is a real breeder. Oh, she's strong. And, hey, she's got big muscles and whatnot. She must have been doing a whole lot of farm work or lifting heavy rocks here in the tribe and all like that. Get on that boat. She can lift some rocks for us, all right? And she can breed some more slaves, because we're going to lose dozens of them on the way over, because some of them are going to be weak, all right? Males and females. We'll have to throw their dead bodies overboard, you know, feed them to the sharks, and try to catch the sharks so that we can eat the sharks, because we're going to need a lot of shark meat to feed these slaves with. We're going to have to catch a lot of fish, but we ain't going to have to take a lot of first-class rations. This ain't no pleasure cruise, okay? And we'll be out there for months. So we want strong, strong, using that word strong like I've just been given. You want strong black people. We don't want any weak ones. Take those weak ones and throw them overboard. We shouldn't have brought them here in the first place. They're weak. You know, they got some kind of disease or something like that. We don't need that. We're going to be spreading enough disease ourselves like we always do. So we want strong, strong, strong for whose benefit? For the white supremacists, that's who.
Yes. Okay, let's see here. Going by here, we already did the white-splaining. Let's do this. There's so many of them here. Let's see, which one is going to come up here? Let's see here, let's see what Mark has to say. Okay. Oh, okay. Here's one, Mr. Fuller. It says, I have a few questions. This is directly directed to you, Mr. Fuller. He says, four questions. How old is Mr. Fuller? That's his first question.
89.
Okay. Wow, I didn't even know that one. Okay, good. Okay, did you get that, Mark? He said he's 89. Okay, the second question. Mr. Fuller, do you think the way things are going now, there is hope for black people?
Oh, yes. I got a little note on my desk here that I keep. That's one of the first things I see next to the clock on my desk, and that is the word hope. That word was used in the movie Shawshank Redemption, too, by Andy Dufresne, if people remember. When he was talking about taking the music down with him or having the music in his head while he was in solitary confinement, he says because it gave him hope. He would play opera in his head, and he was telling Red and other prisoners at lunch about hope. And years ago, a preacher, Reverend Jesse Jackson, I believe, if I'm quoting him correctly, he had a slogan called what?
Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. See what I mean? Hope. You know, and a lot of black people have actually talked to me directly and said, Mr. Fuller, I mean, you described this thing about white supremacy. I mean, it seems hopeless. Hopeless, using that word. Hopeless. And the code says, hey, regardless of how you feel emotionally, even if your emotions tell you this situation is hopeless, it's absolutely off the rails. There's nothing can be done. The rails are not even there. All right? Everything is gone. It's all down the drain. I mean, we're just going to be perpetual losers forever, generation after generation, for millions of years. It's all in place. But the code says, when it looks that way, when it seems that way, and this question that just came up is real important. The more it seems that way, you as an individual person, because the code is direct to individual persons, because I direct it to myself first, the more it looks hopeless, the more and more and more it looks hopeless, the more it looks like nobody just seems to care, and getting to the place where people are caring less and less and less and less and less. That means one thing. The more hopeless it appears to be, you double down, triple down, quadruple down, and say, hey, I'm going to keep going. And the more hopeless it appears to be, the more I'm determined to keep going. That is the code.
That is
rock solid code.
Okay.
I mean, when you look around at all this chaos, when it looks like black people have just completely lost their minds and that the white supremacists are engendering all kinds of total nonsense and chaos and killing and feeding everything that's non-constructive and dumping it on non-white people, and it seems absolutely hopeless forever and ever and ever and ever, the code says, you take one look at that, just a glance, and say, yeah, that's my signal. That's the signal for me to really get in the mix. I mean, and all this hopeless nonsense is going on, and I am just going to roll up my sleeves and do my little 2 cents, 2 cents there, 1 cent there, a half a cent there. I'm going to keep on doing it.
Okay.
And people will look and say, hey, it's hopeless. Ain't no point in you. Yeah, and I'm going to keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping
keep
on.
Keep on keeping on. Why? Because history has proven that when you got one person sometimes who would just hold on when everybody else is thrown in the towel, that one person sometimes makes a breakthrough that nobody else could make.
All righty. And lastly, before we go to the break, it says this. Mr. Fuller, can we find the solutions of racism without white people? Because they do have the power.
That's possible. But in order for it to really work, and white people are going to be here on the planet, and presumably they are, because for some reason they do exist. And we'll find out what they exist for. We'll find out what everything exists for. Some species have become extinct, and other species have morphed into other species. But whatever the Creator had in mind, we don't really know. Except the Creator does give us something called logic. So it's logical that you just try to work with what you have here, because nothing is the way it ought to be. There are no people on this planet who are anywhere close to the way that people ought to be. According to what criteria? The criteria of perfection. There are no perfect people. It's all degrees of disaster. That's what you're looking at. Everything is disastrous compared to what it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just keep that door open and see where it goes and say, and using logic, we'll be led to do what needs to be done as time goes on. I mean, some people, like all of us, will have to restrict ourselves and whatnot and be taught not to do certain things and to do certain things, because we're all going to have to wind up on the same page if we are here.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
So it doesn't make any difference what color we are, how tall we are, or anything, or what our history is, what we used to do. I mean, we need to be doing what should have been done in the first place, and that is taking full constructive advantage of this wonderful planet that we have all been issued to, and the gift that it is, because it is a gift.
I want to ask you a question after we do this here, Mr. Fuller. Top10MinuteRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three that I'm going to share with you. The Wellness Spot with Tanya Karen, Everlasting Life with Michelle Vernell. Yeah, Vernell. And It's Your Time to Travel with Ricky Tyus. Now, again, these shows, all of them, are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And, I don't know, you put that hand out there, man. Don't mess with it. They are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. And all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and just click on programs, and there they are. Just give them a sample. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com, that is radio the way it should be heard. Before I go to this next question, Mr. Fuller, listening to you describe and have been describing racism, white supremacy for the for many years, even before I came on the scene, I'm going to ask this question. Racism, white supremacy, Mr. Fuller, and I'm asking this in the form of a question, is not necessarily about color, but about abuse and domination of people. Would that be a correct assessment? Mr. Fuller?
Well, it could be if a person wants to look at it like that.
I'm asking because I know that the racist white supremacists use color, but I'm hearing on every area that you describe a domination and abuse of people, particularly people of color. But it seems like to me that people of color and others are also abused and dominated by this system. And that's why I'm asking, is that true, before I go on to this other question here?
Well, it could be true, but I just say that the people who have chosen to be white supremacists are dictating to the people of color what they should and will actually be doing and not doing, and how they will think and how they will conduct themselves on the planet Earth. And it's a gangster operation.
Yes.
The system of white supremacy.
That is true.
So, that's why I call it white supremacy and or racism. It's a gangster concept. It's a gangster operation. So the color factor is the dominant factor. But mistreatment of people, you could have that without having the color factor there. But we do have the color factor there.
Okay.
See, so we can pretend that a person wants to look at it that way and just say, well, I'm going to erase the color factor and just look at it from the standpoint of no one should be mistreated. Well, they got that correct, too.
Okay.
See, that's why I always tell people, many times when people, you talk about racism and white supremacy, people don't want to hear it.
Yes.
Most of the time, that's true.
Most of the time,
okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I tell people repeatedly, the code calls for this. When people don't want to talk about racism, don't talk about racism, but do talk about mistreatment of people.
Exactly.
Okay? And so when you talk about mistreatment of people, you're going to be talking about racism anyway. All right, without even mentioning it.
Mm-hmm.
Because justice is about what? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help.
Okay.
All of the time, everywhere on the planet.
Okay.
No exceptions to that rule.
Okay.
And if you get on that wavelength, even without mentioning ever anything about white and non-white, you are destroying the system of white supremacy when you are talking about producing a system of justice.
Okay.
That is absolute destruction of the system of white supremacy, because the system of white supremacy is designed to maintain non-justice.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to have you start in this, and then we have to go to break, but let's do this. In the Gmail here, in the people area, activity area of sex, Mr. Fuller, why is it so important not to try to get people to like you and or love you? In the people area of sexual activity, on page 328, sir, you posted a question. And okay, we're going to have to get to the question after we do the commercial break, and I will ask that question. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to ask this question that this person asked and have more of Mr. Fuller's comments. That and more coming up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
We can give you a new heart.
We can help you walk again.
We can perform brain surgery.
We can treat a sore throat.
We can bring life into the world.
We can work so many miracles, but the one thing we cannot do is read your mind.
When you communicate with your doctor,
when you ask us more questions,
you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake.
Tens of thousands of lives are lost every year due to medical mistakes.
The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help.
Please, open up. Ask more questions.
What are the side effects?
When should I expect my test results?
Will this medication interact with my other prescriptions?
We can't answer if you don't ask.
Help reduce your risk.
Questions are the answer.
Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Inco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linko today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals, or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTimeRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Alrighty, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, and I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic has been today the extension of white people sent in by one of our Gmailers. And Mr. Fuller has been discussing that along with your other Gmails that come through. Before we go back to the question, Jason Blount, I don't know if I'm going to get to your question today, but I'll tell you what, depending upon how the answers that Mr. Fuller gives to the questions that are coming up, we will make every effort to get to those. Okay, the Gmail is, let me start all over again. It says, why is it so important not to try to get people to like you and or love you? In the people activity area of sex on page 328, sir being Mr. Fuller, you pose a question, and the question is, what is the correct thing for you to do or say in order to get people to, quote, love you or like you? The answer was, never think about getting any person to love or to like you. On page 328, Mr. Fuller, you list reasons why. Can you explain that, please?
Page 328.
Yes, the revised expanded edition.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. I have it here.
Okay.
Before me, I have the book before me. Let me see.
Okay. All right. 328.
Mm-hmm. I have it here. Now, says where? Now, where did I have that?
The question you have on there is, what is the correct thing for you to do?
Oh, yes, I have it in the middle of the page.
Okay.
It says, the answer, never think about getting any person to love you or to like you. Instead, spend your time and energy, number one, producing, building, repairing, improving, and or cleaning those things that have constructive value and using those things for constructive purposes only. In other words, don't think about whether you ought to be getting somebody to love you or like you. Just do something constructive. Produce, build, repair, improve. You become attractive doing things like that. If you are a producer, you're a person that's building something, repairing something. I mean, single ladies know something about a little about that. They know a little about it. That even if they don't particularly like the person or love the person, they're kind of attracted. I'll give an example. Like I started to do, a black lady who is alone, and she has a big house that was left to her by someone, and she's working around that house. I mean, she's trying to do this, she's trying to do the plumbing, she doesn't know what to do, the electrical system doesn't work, and here comes a fella, kind of nondescript, he isn't particularly attractive to look at and all like that. But there's something about him. He's what a lot of people call a handyman, okay? He has hands. See, that's where that word comes from. That's where the word handsome, that's what it really meant, I think. I'm not sure. He got some hands. He can do something. And he gets in there, and she doesn't pay much attention to him and all like that. But the next thing you know, he knows how to do things. He knows how to produce things. He knows how to repair things. He knows how to invent things. He'll say that, oh, this lighting system you have in here is poor. I think, you know, I'm going to do some things with it. I'm going to the hardware store, and I'm going to get some things. I think I can do a whole lot to make your lighting in the kitchen here and in the bedroom a whole lot better than it is. Yeah, the lighting here is just awful, you know. And he does that. He comes back with some stuff that he put together and all like that, and he says, I'll look at this. Let me check this over here, check this over there, whatnot. Next thing you know, he's done the plumbing. He's been all down in the basement and whatnot. He's got that all spruced up. Now, you weren't looking to love him or anything like that. You just want this work done. But little by little, he's becoming attractive. I mean, all of a, you know, he's handsome. Why? He's got some hands. He can do things. And he can do things with his mind tells his hands what to do. And so, you know, because you can have some hands with no mind. I mean, you know, so your hands are all over the place doing something where they shouldn't be doing what's not constructive. All right? But if your hands are repairing and producing and whatnot, this becomes attractive, you know? That attracts attention, okay? That's just one example I would like to say of number one. Number two, not trying to get people to love you or to like you, but you spend your time studying, writing, asking questions, and are exchanging views with others about all aspects of how to eliminate racism and or how to produce justice. Now, eliminating racism, that's constructive activity. So any person who is engaging in a constructive activity, like I just gave the example of number one, someone who knows how to do things with their hands and their brain and whatnot, practical things, fix the plumbing, fix the electrical wiring and whatnot, now that person becomes attractive. So if you're trying to produce a thing called justice, you might attract somebody's attention who has experienced a whole lot of non-justice. You just might, without even trying to, all right? That's why you just walking around saying, look at me and love me because I'm here. A lot of black people do that. That doesn't even make sense. Just love you because you exist. I might find you useful because you exist. I might find you somebody to be given regard to, somebody not to harm. But what you call that, you know, that feeling you get, that special feeling where you're attracted to one individual, all right, it should be based on something other than, look at me, here I am, turning flips in the middle of the sidewalk. I mean, you know. And so you're not doing anything constructive, okay?
Okay.
So now, eating and sleeping correctly and only as necessary.
That's number three.
Right, that's number three. And number four.
Okay, watch out now.
Engaging in sexual intercourse, but no more than 2 times every 7 days. And using a minimum amount of time and resources in association with such engagements. Now, you got a lot of gym dandies, always have had, that's what they call them, black males, particularly in the northwestern hemisphere. I mean, all spruced up and whatnot. He's the lion in the den, and he's got this stable of lionesses, if you want to call them that, and whatnot. And he's just going from female to female to female to female, non-stop marathon sex and whatnot. That can be attractive. That can be mistaken for love, all right? But after the sex wears off, the sexual act itself and whatnot, and he's lying there, okay, now here's what. The rent is due. And like I heard a black lady say some years ago, never have an eviction notice on your dresser and a man in your bed at the same time, ever. So I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Okay.
Never have a man in your bed and an eviction notice on your dresser at the same time. Now, I understood immediately what the logic is in that statement that that lady made some years ago. I heard a black lady say that. Because she says, either that eviction notice should be off of that dresser, or that man shouldn't be in your bed. Because if that's a real man, or one who's trying to be a man, he should be somewhere out getting rid of that eviction notice, rather than laying up in your bed talking about, how did you like what I just gave you? Meaning some sex act. All right? But you got an eviction notice where neither one of you is going to be in a bed next week.
All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. But it is at this particular time that we have Mr. Fuller talk about his book. So, Mr. Fuller, take it away.
You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's like you're producing something, like I just said, the use of time and energy. That's also listed in economics, as well as sex, and that is producing something. Produce something. That's sexy. All right? And so you want to, overall, if you're a victim of racism, be producing what? Producing something that's better than racism. Now, what would be better than racism? Well, you look at racism and see what it's for. Well, it's for dominating and mistreating people based on color. That's what it's for. And what do you get out of it? Three things: fun, glory, and material comfort. Those are the three things. Everybody wants fun. Everybody wants glory. Everybody wants material comfort. Well, somebody thought of a thing called racism in the form of white supremacy a long time ago, in order to get those three things in that gangster operation called the system of white supremacy. They dreamed it up. And it's been the most successful government or religion or political system ever invented in the minds of people. Nothing has been greater than it. There's no religion greater than the system of white supremacy. There's no political system greater than the system of white supremacy. There's no, quote-unquote, non-economic system greater than the system of white supremacy. So what would be better than the system of white supremacy? Because which is the most powerful system of government ever thought up? A system of justice, which means guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. But you have to produce it. Because it doesn't exist anywhere. You can't have white supremacy and justice on the same planet at the same time. It doesn't compute. So, I have tried to come up with a book that at least expresses a concept that I think is the missing link in dealing with racism, and that is a united, independent concept based on a code where people do not have loyalty, because you're not going to get that, to each other, the victims of white supremacy. That's not going to work, because in the system of white supremacy, the white supremacy won't let it work. But you can have loyalty to a code, an individual code, and that theoretically, if everyone adopts the same code who is in the prison yard of white supremacy, then everyone will be on the same page, even if they are not even talking to each other about the subject of white supremacy. But they are doing constructive things as best they can. And those constructive things will be automatically, as an individual, you're doing something constructive, and it's automatically eroding the system of white supremacy, even though you may not be immediately aware of it. But if everybody's following that same code, and the code is designed to erode the system of white supremacy, the system of white supremacy will automatically vanish. It will just vanish, almost like a miracle, because everyone who is a victim of it has a code. Each individual, things that you do, things that you don't do, things that you say, things that you don't say. And that's what the textbook for victims of white supremacy is supposed to be about.
Okay.
It's addressed to the individual. Go to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com.
Okay. All righty, back to the Gmails. It says, true or false, Mr. Fuller? This comes from Jason. He says, the most important area of activity that non-white people should concentrate on is war. He's asking that as a true or false question.
And the question is what now?
The most important area of activity that non-white people should concentrate on is war.
Well, yes, but what does war consist of? Many military scholars have said war consists of everything. So that would include all nine areas of activity. And counter war. If you are against a war that is going on and you want to put a stop to it, which the system of white supremacy is war, and if you're going to counter the system of white supremacy, you would call that, according to the code, counter war. So you do it in all nine areas of activity. So war would cover all of it. Just like economics, the first area of activity. War is listed as the ninth area. Economics is the first area.
Mm-hmm.
But all of these areas, these are just labels that mean the same thing. They're all a part of the war. Sex is a part of the war. Religion is a part of the war. Economics is a part of the war, because economics is just means what? The use of time and energy, according to the code. That's the definition of economics. How you use your time, how you use your energy. If you use it non-constructively, that's non-economical. That's anti-economics. Economics is constructive use of time and energy. So if you're doing that, trying to replace the system of racism with the system of justice, that's economics. And that is also war. Education is a part of war. You have to be educated to conduct war. Educated in what? In how to conduct a war. And that's going to take a whole lot. In a war, you have to know about logistics.
Military strategies.
Yeah, okay. Military strategy. You have to know about food to eat.
Yes.
You know, there's an old cliche saying, an army travels on its stomach. So if you're not eating correctly, and you're not sleeping correctly.
Mm.
That's under economics. But it's also war. See what I mean?
Yes,
if you eat correctly and you sleep correctly and only as necessary, you're conducting war against the races right there. See, don't get thrown by the label. All of these labels, economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war, they all mean the same thing. There's just ways of people doing stuff,
yes.
You might say. You're always doing something.
Okay.
Even if you're sleeping, you're doing something.
You're doing something. Okay.
And that comes under economics. That comes under war. That comes under politics. You're in politics when you're sleeping. Why? Because you are a person. And you're affecting somebody by your sleeping. Say if you're in a hotel room, you're affecting the people who have hotel rooms. Why? You're supporting their hotel, that's why. That's politics.
Okay. Let's get this last question in here and answer. Juneteenth nonsense. This is from Jabari. He says this, can Mr. Fuller tell everyone how stupid it is for us to celebrate Juneteenth when we are still prisoners of war.
Yes, it's not logical. See, it's not a put down, to tell people that that's stupidity. But it's not logical. Stupidity means not logical. That's all stupidity is. It's not logical. It doesn't serve a constructive purpose. So when black people celebrate, and we believe in celebrating just about everything, we had just recently had what in the Northwestern Hemisphere? Had something, what's that latest? The latest so-called holiday or holy day. Father's Day, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, Father's Day, yes.
Yes. Well, we're not qualified to be fathers. So what are we celebrating? Prisoners of war are not fathers or mothers. That's been taken away from you when you became a prisoner of war. So you're not anybody's parent. You can reproduce like prisoners can do. Prisoners can have babies, but those babies become prisoners of war. If you are a prisoner, your babies are prisoners of war. And prisoners of war cannot be parents. Why? The prison masters are the parents. That's why. That's just the logic, folks. There's no way around that. So this is all pretense. A black person strutting around talking about, I'm the head of the household. Well, who's the head of you that you're holding this house? All right. And what do you mean by holding it? You know, how are you holding it? You owe somebody on that house. You say, oh, no, this house is paid for. Not really. You're a prisoner of war. You don't even have a house. How can a prisoner of war have anything? You're a prisoner. That's why I keep saying, if you're black and you're on the planet, you are a prisoner. You were born in prison. And just because you don't know it, doesn't say it's not true. And just because Neely Fuller said it, doesn't say that it is true.
Okay.
But stop and think about it, folks.
Stop and think about it. Okay, how about...
Who do you answer to?
Okay.
Just yourself?
And this one, it says one quick question from Anthony. How do we as black people teach that we should walk away from violence when we're all taught to be so violent from birth?
Oh, you always try to get away from violence, but violence will catch up with you. So you repel the violence any way that you can. That's direct violence. Just like on a street. You're walking down the street. Somebody jumps out of a car and starts swinging an axe. Okay, the first thing you do, you don't have an axe. So you try to get away from the aggression. Okay? But when you find the run down an alley or somewhere and there's a big fence there and you can't get over the fence and somebody happened to have left some type of sharp object or something in the trash can or something, you grab it. That's what you do and repel the aggression the best way you can. But the main thing you do is try to get away from the aggression. Now, in a prison camp though, which is where we all are, and somebody is authorized to chase after you or to tell you to report somewhere, somebody with a badge and a gun, you got the three F's there that you don't do. You don't fuss, you don't fight, and you don't flee. I turn on television every 2 or 3 days and I see somebody doing just that, fussing, fighting, fleeing. You don't argue with a person who has a badge and a gun in the system of white supremacy? No, you don't fuss. You don't start talking about what your rights are and what you are not going to do.
Wow.
Why? Because it's not going to work. That's why.
Okay.
Everybody who tries this has found that out. But see, it's stupidity to keep doing things that you don't, that you know are not going to work.
And we have to cut it right there. I'm sorry, Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for Mr. Fuller. Talk to him at radio.com, the world's greatest radio, and radio the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. Talktainmentradio.com.